1. Begin transmission.
Oh yes, once again, it is 1930 UTC, and that means it's time to get out of my car, because here I am. Oh, who am I, you might ask? My name is Tobe, and I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs right now, 1930 UTC, right here, on Anon Radio. I'm already having a great day, got all kinds of things to tell you, but the first thing you need to know is that 30 seconds ago, as I was driving here, I saw two turkeys just standing around in somebody's yard. And that was awesome. And then 5 seconds later, I saw a fuzzy butt across the street in somebody else's yard. And yep, it was a mati. Oh boy. The bad news is it's hot today. It's clear skies. And, oh, it's at least 80, if not hotter, 80 degrees Fahrenheit. Let's take off my sunglasses, put on my regular glasses, and I'll tell you about some other stuff as soon as I take my camera out of my pocket, just in case. Okay, so, my sinuses are going nuts again, so I might sound funny. But here's the weird thing. This is the unusual thing. I have wet hair. I washed my hair, about half an hour ago, or less. And I decided not to dry it, because it takes forever to dry. And I thought, well, I'm going to go outside. I'll just go outside with wet hair, because it'll probably be hot, and it is. So my wet hair will help keep me cool. And it will just dry as I'm walking around. And I can be lazy. So here we are, walking around the dragonfly pond and into the forest with wet hair. And my head feels very heavy, just because my hair is so wet. It's not like dripping wet. I towel dried it really good. But my head is heavy. Yeah. I've never been a Fish fan, but they did have a song that I thought was funny about cutting people's heads off. I'd like to cut your head off so I can weigh it. What do you say? 5 pounds, 6 pounds, 7 pounds. It's a really funny song. I'm wondering what my head weighs right now. Probably a lot. I see, who is that back there? Is that a bug? Oh, it's just a squirrel. There was grass and stuff moving in the forest here. I thought it was a dude. Well, it was a dude. It was a squirrel dude. But we're not looking for squirrels. I already saw a mot today. Oh, here's something unusual. As I walk, I can feel drips occasionally falling off my hair under the back of my calves. That's interesting. Ooh, I'm in direct sun and it is not good. It's painful. I need my wet hair to protect me. Ooh. Also, there's something up with my hip. Except it's not my hip internally. It's my hip on the surface. Did I sleep weird? Probably. So we gotta walk that off. Wow, there's a lot of black walnuts laying around in the path here. What's that sound? Oh. Yeah. Got another squirrel. Got a squirrel up here in a tree somewhere. I can't see him, but I can hear him because he's grinding on a walnut. Where's my walnut grinder? I don't see him. He's hiding from me. Well, I was amazed to see that I was the only person here when I pulled in. There have been people here the last couple days, so I've been kind of avoiding this place. There he is. There's a squirrely. Hi. He's not even 2 meters away. He's up there in the tree branch, and he's got his walnut in his hands, and he's rotating it, and he's grinding on it. Rat, 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 rat. All right, I saw something move in the sub pond. What was that? Was that a scratty, or was that just a frog or something? I think that was just a frog. I would still be able to see a scrat. And there's some bird making crazy noises over there. And I see a web that I'm not going to be able to avoid. Okay. So, let's head out over to the water. There's another squirrely. Hi, squirrely. He's running across the deck. I see you. Let's head out and see what we got out here in the main bits of the pond. Ooh, the sun is shining on me already. I don't like it. It's giving me little stinging pains. Why isn't my wet hair protecting me from the sun? Okay, out at the end of the boardwalk, I see some ducks way out there. Oh my god, it is hot out here. Direct sunlight, no good. Big frogs hopping around. I don't see any turtles. I don't see any geysers. I don't see any scratties or blue herons. And I'm turning right around. Being in the direct sun with wet hair may actually be worse. Why do I feel so strangely? Yowza. This isn't good. This isn't pleasant. I'm not a happy camper. Let's get back in the shade here and maybe I'll feel a little bit better. Whoo, daddy. Okay, the wet hair experiment might have been a bad idea because now, as you may or may not remember, humidity gets to me. It increases the heat effect. And now I'm wondering, does having wet hair just mean that I'm creating my own local humidity? This is a weird sensation. I should probably also mention, now that we're, what, 8.5, 9 minutes into the show, that I'm extremely low on battery, and I don't have any batteries at home. I have no replacement batteries. I have no money to buy batteries. So we could go bingo battery any minute. And then we'll be at home. We'll have to do all the shows at home until I can get some batteries. I'm walking through the cut now, going out towards the Mulhall's property to see if there's anything going on out here, dude-wise. And the answer is an emphatic no. I don't even see any birds. Right? Now there's some birds over on the edge. Oh, and there's some butterflies. There's 1, 2 butterflies. Yay, okay. Turning back around. Ooh, I'm thinking maybe I shouldn't have left the house today. Maybe we should have just stayed home. And you could have listened to me describe Champions League games today. Because we've got Champions League today. Hooray! It's the one good thing about Tuesdays and Wednesdays. Plus, we have Europa League this Thursday. Hooray. So I've got a football week. Now I'm crossing the land bridge, looking down into the billabong. We got nothing. A couple frogs sitting on some logs. And the duckweed is starting to go away. Looking down into the sub pond, same thing. Frogs. Frogs on logs. Alright, so let's head into the back 40 here. Got bugs landing on me. And I'll tell you about this idea I had. I don't know how I thought of this idea. Well, actually, I kind of do. You know, I get starting to thinking about one thing, and that leads to the next thing, and then you come to the next thing, and next thing you know, you have a bad idea. Do I hear another squirrel chewing on a walnut? Yeah. So yeah, I've got another bad idea, but it's also a great idea. So basically, it's a great bad idea. I'm gonna walk into the wall blind here first though, and we're gonna check out the back of the... Oh, there's two ducks back there in the back of the billabong. Oh, they're swimming around. Oh, they're so nice. And what else we got back there? Is that a turtle on that log? Is there a little turtle? I can't tell. Kind of looks like it, though. I don't see any scratties. I don't see any herons. I guess we can keep going. And I'll tell you about my really great bad idea. So it turns out a couple days ago... Okay, wait. I'll start at the beginning. Back when I was a child, a small child, and this would be back in the era where beer cans were not made of aluminum. Maybe I should qualify this first. I'm the worst storyteller ever. All right, presumably you know what a potato cannon is, or a spud gun. They're made out of PVC. You put a little grill sparker in it, and blah, blah, blah. Boom. Right? And you can shoot potatoes around. Well, back when I was a kid, and perhaps this was before the invention of PVC, I don't know. I don't know when PVC was invented. But when I was a little kid, people would make these potato cannons, or potato spud guns, whatever you want to call them, out of beer cans. Okay? But they didn't call them spud guns or potato cannons. They were called something else. And they weren't used to shoot potatoes. Basically what you'd do is you take like five tall boy or pint cans, and remember they weren't aluminum back then, and you'd cut off the tops and the bottoms, and you'd duct tape these together, and you'd do a special can at the bottom. You'd leave one can with its top and bottom on. You use this as the bottom can and poke a hole in the bottom. Then what you would do is you'd squirt a small drop, a few drops of lighter fluid. And when I say lighter fluid, I actually mean fluid for lighters. Not charcoal barbecue lighter. Actual lighter fluid. Naphthalene. Light petroleum distillate. Okay, so I'm at the bridge. Footbridge overlooking the turtle reproduction pond. Just some ducks swimming around. No dudes. So we go to the big blind. And so what you do is you put in a few drops of lighter fluid, swing the whole cannon around your head to get that stuff to evaporate. And then you'd hold a lighter to the small touch hole in the last can, and this thing would go foom. And if you put a tennis ball in it or a racquetball, it would shoot the racquetball a few dozen yards up into the air. And they were pretty fun. And I saw this a lot when I was a kid, and I never forgot it, obviously. Because everybody needs to know how to make, I don't know, weapons out of beer cans. All right, so here we are at the big blind. And what's happening out here? There's nothing going on out here at all. There's no ducks on the big log, on the new log. I can see a turtle over there, though. Also, there's a turtle on the log that's fallen in front of the blind here. Where are all the ducks? There's only, and then over in the delta, there's only a total of about 4 or 5 ducks. 1, 2, can't tell how many are on that log. Yeah, 3, 4, 5, maybe. Are all the ducks starting to fly south for the winter? Because, geez, we had 4 dozen ducks back here a couple days ago, and now all the duckies are no longer here. And obviously, I don't see any herons either. No blue heron, no green heron. I'm standing in the direct sun, and I don't like it, so I'm backing out. Yuck. Ugh. It's a hot one today. It's supposed to get close to 90 degrees again, and it's about noon, so we're starting to get close to peak temperatures. Why does my hip still hurt? That's really weird. Okay, so anyway. Anyway, getting back to the bad idea. The whole reason I was thinking about these cannons and how to make them out of beer cans and stuff is because a couple days ago I decided to restore my Zippo. I'm a person who needs to have a flame source. You know me, you've listened to this show. I'm blowing stuff up all the time and lighting fireworks, and I need fire. I'm the kind of guy who needs fire, and as such, I need a fire source. And lighters abound. Well, back a long time ago, and this was, a number of decades ago now, back when I worked at Midwest Sound and Lighting. That's right, I used to be a sound and lighting guy. One time when we were working on a Monday, here's a squirrel right here digging under this log. I'm 2 meters away from him. He doesn't even know I'm here. He's not even paying attention. Hey, Squirrely, what are you doing? He's really working on something. You know, now he notices me as I walk by. What an idiot. So one day when I was at work, some guys came in on a Monday returning the equipment that they rented from us, you know, speakers and amps and microphones, returning the equipment that they had rented over the weekend. And after we were getting everything straightened out, one guy said, I don't remember what he said, basically he's like, hey, you want a lighter? And he holds out this nice brushed Zippo. And I said, yeah, I'd love to have one. He's like, yeah, I found this. Somebody left it. There's no way we can figure out who it belongs to. And I have no use for lighter, so here, it's yours. And so I used to use this Zippo lighter a lot. And then eventually I stopped using it for whatever reason. Oh, the flint ran out or something, and I never bothered to fix it. Well, a couple days ago, about a year and a half ago or so, maybe even longer than that, 2 years ago, I found it. It was in a dresser drawer or something, you know how it is, and sort of got out of sight and out of mind. And I found it. And so I had it downstairs, and you know, it doesn't work. It's got no fuel, it's got no flint. And so I just had it sitting around in my living room for at least a year and a half, probably like 2 years. And a couple of days ago, I decided, finally, I thought, you know, I've got a couple of bucks. I'm going to fix that thing up and get it working again so I can use that Zippo. Because it's really nice. You know, it's the flat back and face are like brushed. I don't know what it's made out of, aluminum or steel or whatever, stainless steel. And then in the edges are shiny. It's tasteful. It doesn't have any logos on it. It doesn't have a band name on it. It doesn't have camouflage. It's actually really nice. And so I went to the tobacconist. There's a little tobacco shop not real far away from my house, not even a mile and a half away. And I bought some flints, and I bought some lighter fluid. And when I say lighter fluid, I mean actual fluid for a lighter, not barbecue ignition fuel. People don't understand that there is a difference. People just keep getting dumber every day. So when I say lighter fluid, I actually mean lighter fluid, naphthalene, for lighters, not the stuff that you'd pour on charcoal and use it to ignite it. That's charcoal igniter. Yes, they are two different things. So why am I walking through the cut again? Do I want to come over here and look at the bees? Yeah, I want to look at the bees. And this cost me all of about, well, less than $4. The bottle of naphthalene was $3 or $2.95, and the flints were 79 cents. And I took this stuff home, and I got out the Zippo. Bada bing, bada boom. I got it working again. So yay! So now that I've got this working Zippo, I of course love it. And I love the smell. And I, of course, it's been so long that I actually sort of forgot how to fill it up. And I filled it up too much, and so I had fun flame time. Alright, here I am staring at the beehives. One is in use. Tons of bees flying around. Bees, bees everywhere. Hi, bees! Oh, now there's a squirrel chattering at me up in the tree. Oh, this is a walnut tree. No wonder. I'm going to back up a little bit so these walnuts don't decide to fall on my head. In fact, I'm going to go back into the forest because I'm in the sun and I don't like it. So, now I've got me a bottle of naphthalene. Oh, and I should also mention that I tried fixing a couple of other lighters. I have this other little lighter. Couldn't really get it to work, and I have my Godzilla lighter. I took it apart, and the flint is not the problem. It's the actual flint wheel, so my little Godzilla lighter still doesn't work. But I did put it up on one of my wargaming tables so some tanks could shoot at it. But that's a different show altogether. So now I gotta figure out what to do with all the rest of this light petroleum distillate. My naphthalene. You know, because, you know, how big is that bottle? Is that a gill? I think I bought a 1 gill bottle. I'd have to double check that. And, you know, it barely takes any fluid to fill up a Zippo. So I've got all this lighter fluid. And I was thinking, hey, what can I do with all this lighter fluid? And that's when I remembered the business with the tennis ball cannons from when I was a child. And I thought, oh yeah, this stuff evaporates really good and it creates combustible fumes. And maybe we can make something that goes boom. What do I have that I can use to make something go boom, is what I was asking myself last night. And that's when I remembered, well, I have been drinking a lot of Pepsi lately. So you can see where this horrible idea is probably going. So what I was thinking is, you drill a hole in the cap of a 2-liter bottle. Jeez, why am I so sweaty? Is it really that hot out here? You drill a hole in the cap of a 2-liter bottle, and then you thread a length of Visco through the hole to use as a fuse. Then you seal the edges around the fuse so that it's still nice and airtight. Here's another squirrely trying to hide from me. I see you, squirrely man. So then I was thinking, it would be fun then to put a few drops of naphthalene, our light petroleum distillate. Oh, hi, Mr. Butterfly. Butterfly in my face. put a few drops of bugs, put a few drops of the lighter fluid in a bottle, swing it around a little bit so it starts to evaporate, and then put the cap on that has the fuse in it. And then I don't know. And I don't know what to do. Maybe leave it into the sun for a little while to make sure that the lighter fluid evaporates and volatilizes. I'm looking at the logs in the bocage right now. There's nothing really going on. Maybe we should check the mushroom garden. So yeah, now you've got petroleum fumes mixed with air inside a bottle that is fused. Then I'm thinking, then you know what the fun thing would be? We learn how to speak English, for one. Because me real good speak English. Real good. I was then thinking, it might be fun to light that fuse. And of course, a fuse's job is to, you know, move fire from outside the bottle to inside the bottle, wherein the fumes of the light petroleum distillate will ignite. And being as it's in a closed container, the bottle, we could get some rapid enough expansion that it would go boom. Overpressurize the bottle goes bang. So, you know, as of right now, these are just ideas. These are just ideas for a fun boom bottle. I'm walking up the little path that goes into the mushroom garden. I haven't actually done this yet. This is all just, you know, a questionable idea that I have in my head. And obviously it'd be pretty fun and awesome to try. So I don't know. Who's that birdie? Oh, it's a blue jay right above me. Rock, rock, rock. Yeah, squawky, squawky on you too. I see you. Oh, and is he hassling that woodpecker? Go up there and get him, woodpecker, and peck him on his butt. There's a woodpecker in this tree and a blue jay. Why am I sweating so much? It must be a lot hotter than I thought. So anyway, this whole experiment about this bad idea might have to be executed just because, you know, I've got the naphthalene and I've got the bottles. And you know I got the VSCO. So, coming up on some shows real soon, we might have to put this all together and see if we can make a loud sound. Walking around in the mushroom garden, I'm not finding any mushrooms. I don't see any motts. We need some rain. Things are getting mighty dry around here. We're not getting any fungus. I don't know. I think rain is coming. Is my hair any drier? I don't know. My head still feels heavy, so I don't know how this experiment is working out. And this butterfly is chasing me around. It's a monarch butterfly. Oh, and here's some little white butterflies. Oh, this is so nice, but it's time for me to go. You have been listening to The Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 19:30 UTC right here on Anon Radio. My name's Tobe. I gotta go home, get a cool drink, and watch me some Champions League, and maybe thinking about bottles of naphthalene. Bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
Old song. With different meaning since you've been gone. Oh, I, oh baby, oh darling.
Hello, this is DJ Kumata.